The Earth Abides by George R. Stewart. Overview. The end of the world has happened, and our hero slept through it after getting bit by a snake. He's one of the few people left in the world. From the quiet, he attempts to rebuild the world again, but is that his role, and what's best for the Earth? Review. Brian Aldiss coined the term cozy catastrophe about John Wyndham's work, it being an end-of-the-world event where the character doesn't suffer enough, or there's not always impending doom right at your door. In Earth Abides, the main character, Ish, is bedridden throughout the entire apocalypse. Then we follow him when he's clear-headed. No zombies, no aliens, no evil government stooges, just the Earth and him. Ish isn't a scientist or a doctor or a superhuman soldier. He's just a slightly more intelligent person who understands the present and importance the future holds. Along the way, he picks up a few group of survivors. The dynamic of the group is something that is interesting as we see a small society form. Within this, Ish becomes a de facto leader and the idealist. But an idealist who has reality smack into him several times, especially when it concerns other people. While you don't get a semblance of others' actions and reasons, we are constantly following Ish in his internal dialogue. Society is gone, and all that remains are the remains. But now, children come into a mix. Society is still in struggle within their group. Ish wants to build the children to take over and remember the times before and achieve order once again. But what does order in society look like when you only have less than a dozen people who existed in the before times? There are some amazing juxtapositions in this book as well. Ish takes a wife, Emma, names that have origins both for Ish, Adam, and Emma, Eve. We see the story starts out with Ish, Adam, being bitten by a snake, and then he's thrust into the world of disorder, but also the Earth continues. Within this, there is a small discussion of religion, as Ish is not religious, and views it as a distraction from the unity needed among the group and focus on survival tasks. Then, to double back, mythology springs up on other things that, for Ish, are commonplace, but for the children, who only know the world after the great disaster, become totems and exalted titles. There's no big shout-outs in this book. There's no stopping the mad bomber or brigand. It's a calm book where the tensions and drama are beautifully done. The dealing with an outsider stranger to the group and the impact of the actions taken is such a high point. But there are little movements that are big deals, and there are big deals where you think the story will focus on, but it settles into a more somber and carefree tone. It's amazing. I almost come to think of apocalypse stories truly bringing questions of the purpose of life and humanity front and center, and this is one that has done it the most by not focusing on the disaster, but on life and humanity. This would be an amazing book for a group discussion or reading group. I was tempted not to finish it as I saw the end coming, and I didn't want it to end. A sure sign of a good book. A definite recommendation. Don't let it sit on your shelf, but if you do, The Earth Abides. Final grade, A+.